The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Menachas Daf Lamed Tes. The following shiur was prepared by Mar Makayma, supplied by Reb Reuven Gerson, which are printed in an article on behalf of the Beis Avad. In the coming shiur, we are going to discuss the concept of Asei Doichalois Asei. The Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah of Tzitzis, and there's a mitzvah of Tcheles. Tcheles, we're going to see on Daf Mem, must be made from wool. And therefore, if it's made from wool, the Torah is telling you can put wool strings on a beged, and even if the beged is made out of linen. We're going to discuss how we know that in the coming shiur, and a little bit of the background of the different opinions in the Gemara, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Rishonim, how to learn the sugya, of how exactly each person holds as far as the din of Asei Deichalais Asei. But bottom line is, the Torah was matter you to put wool strings on a linen beged, which means the mitzvah of tzitzis, of asulam tzitzis, is going to be doicha the lav of lesilbash klein, of lesilbash shatnas. The Torah says you can't wear shatnas. The mitzvah of tzitzis is going to be doicha that mitzvah. So asei is doicha lois asei. Now, let's discuss an interesting case. Let's say, not that you have a linen beged and you're putting a wool string on the linen beged. Let's say the beged itself, the material of the four-cornered garment, it itself is composed of wool and linen to mix together. It has both things together. Do you say that since the Torah tells you there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, you are able to wear this beged, and you put tzitzis on it, because asei deichalais asei. What is the difference if the shatnas is happening by putting the string onto the beged, or if the beged itself has the shatnas in it? The point is, the mitzvah tzitzis is doicha the iser of klein. Reb Kiva Eger and Arachaim Simon Yud Aleph says that he disagrees with that. In fact, he discusses the shaila, and he says the truth is a person can ask this kind of question: why is it taka that you don't say asei deichalais asei in such a case? And he says as follows: he says because the mitzvah of tzitzis, we find that according to the Mordechai, that there's no iser on the beged of tzitzis itself to wear it without tzitzis. Rather, the mitzvah is that when he's wearing it, he has a chi of a mitzvah asay of tzitzis. Therefore, if you have a beged that he's not allowed to wear, so there's not going to be a mitzvah asay on this beged when he's wearing it, because there is no reason to be matter the iser. Just don't wear the beged. If the beged is wearable, and now you're running into a problem, am I allowed to put on shatnas or not? So the Torah says, yes, you're allowed to put on wool strings, even though it's a linen beged, because asei deichalais asei. But when you're wearing a beged that, even without the strings, you can't be wearing it. So therefore, it's as if there's no mitzvah at all on this beged. So the fact that you're wearing it is not going to make a chiv. The person has to take it off because he has a chiv klayim. So therefore, there's no din asei deichalais asei. Kivager says the concept we find, according to the Mordechai Shita, if you have a four-cornered garment and you're not able to put on tzitzis, you don't say that you're not allowed to wear the beged. For example, on Shabbos, you can't put on tzitzis. You don't say you're not allowed to wear the beged. You're allowed to wear the beged because the mitzvah is on the person if he's able to put on tzitzis. But here there's no mitzvah at the time because he can't put it on anyway. So therefore, there's not going to be a chiyuv to put it on. And the same thing will apply to the beged of Shabbos. So now, a situation arose recently when a shipment of talesim was found to contain shatnas in the beged. So there's another shiloh that came out from this, and that is that what happened was that obviously, since we're talking about a shipment of tzitzis, the tzitzis were already on the beged, and it was discovered that the beged has in it shatnas. Are you able to remove the shatnas from the beged, and the tzitzis will remain kosher, Or we say, Ta'asev Eloi Min Ha'asi. Ta'asev Eloi Min Ha'asi means that at the time that you make it, it has to be made in a kosher way. If it's made in a pasul way, and then you remove the psul afterwards, it's a problem of Ta'asev Eloi Min Ha'asi. The concept you find in Sukkah, which is discussed at length over there by the Mepharshim, same thing by Tzitzis. So therefore, the Talasim would become usable, would not become usable after the tzitzis were removed, because Ta'asev Eloi Min Ha'asi. On the other hand, maybe you could say, listen, Be'etzem, it's not a direct din of Ta'asev Eloi Min Ha'asi, it's just a side problem that it has klayim, so Me'mela, it should be kosher. So that's a machloikas, also Reb Kiva Eger, and the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol and Mishpatis, Yud Ches, hold that they are pasul, because the Torah defines the beggar that is used for tzitzis as a beggar asher techasa bay, a beggar that you cover yourself with, one that you're able to wear. Since this beggar cannot be worn, the tzitzis that were placed there are going to be pasul, and the subsequent removal of the shatnez would be a problem of tasa v'loy min ha'asi. Rabbi Kiva Eger, however, holds, brings in the name of the Ginas Vradim, that holds that the tzitzis are pasul, and he disagrees. And he says that since the beged itself was a side problem of klayim, but if you wore it and it had tzitzis on it, when you're able to wear it, you would fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, just you would have a side aveira of klayim, chas v'shalom. So therefore, after you remove the shatnez, you remove the side problem, so you remain with the ikar mitzvah. The Prima Gadim says no. Prima Gadim says that since you cannot wear this beged because of the side problem, so Memele, even as far as the mitzvah tzitzis is concerned, the mitzvah tzitzis, it becomes a pasul of the mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore be a problem of Ta'asev Eloi Min Ha'asi. The same thing is brought down in the Imre Bina and Arachayim Simon Beis. He disagrees with Kiva Eger that since it's not a wearable beged, you cannot fill it asher techasah by, like the Prima Gadim says. The same thing is the opinion of the Einig Yontiv, that the beged is disqualified from the mitzvah, and therefore would be a problem of Ta'asev Eloi Min Ha'asi. Obviously, Rav Kiva Eger is disagreeing with this, like we said before, and possibly, like we said, the Svara is because he considers this a real beged, and it's only a side problem of Kalayim. So therefore, the tzitzis are regarded as kosher from the time they were placed into the beged. In the Tshuva, in Ar Yisrael, Rav Gedalia Oberlander quotes the Sefer Zechor L'Avram Simon Hay, who holds like Rav Kiva Eger, and he brings an interesting raya. He brings a raya from a person. If a person made a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he eats sand, if he eats sand, he's not going to be chayib. However, if he eats a nevela, even though the food itself is asr, he's transgressing the isra of a shvua. Right? And we don't say that since you're not allowed to eat a nevela, so therefore you're not really transgressing the isra of a shvua because the two isurim intermingle with each other. No. Rather, it remains two separate things, two completely separate things, and the Isra of Nevela does not connect to the Isra of the Shvua. The Shvua is I'm not going to eat food, and Nevela is a food. The fact that Nevela is Asr because of a side Isra is not going to make that he's not eating food. Same thing by Tzitzis. The fact that there's an Isra of Shatnez is not going to make that he's not wearing Shatnez. Therefore, says the Ar Yisrael, the Zechar L'Avram, that like Reb Kiva Eger says, that would be considered a fulfillment of the mitzvah tzitzis. Similar idea, similar machlokes can be found in the Tshuva's Beis Avi and Arachaim Simon Nun Ches about the sugya and bay about cooking treif on yontiv if it's considered a tzayrich because a person is intending to eat it or not since it's treif. Same kind of concept. So that's basically a discussion over here if there would be an issue of tasav leibin. Also, according to Kiva Eger, taking out the shatnez would not be a problem, Tassel Eimon Asse, and according to the other Achroin and the Prima Gadim and the Rebino, it would be Isser Tassel Eimon Asse.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.